Good morning. My guest this morning is Wendy Sillman from the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. So Sunday, January 21st is a big day for the orchestra. It's the Concerto Showcase. So tell us what that is and how it works and how people can enjoy it.
Well, that particular concert is a recital that shows off the 9 different students, all young musicians, mostly in junior high school and high school, who are applying to be a concerto competition winner. And each one of those students will perform in a recital situation with the piano. The winner of the competition does get to perform with the full orchestra. But we have some very interesting candidates this year. We've got 2 flutes, 2 bassoons, 3 violins, 1 trumpet, and 1 oboe. So there's a wide variety of music played by all different styles of classical composers, from Mozart to Gwyneth Walker. It's pretty contemporary. So it should be a very fun recital. The public is invited to this. It's a benefit concert for the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra's tour to Salzburg and Vienna and Budapest this summer.
Goodness. That sounds just wonderful. I'm sure that there's going to be heavy competition for that privilege. So, and this is at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts,
It is, yes. And they are hosting us, and we're so glad to be able to perform in their beautiful space.
Right. Oh, it's a wonderful space. And for people who don't know where it is, it's a block above Main Street in Sebastopol and just off the Highway 12 route out to the ocean.
And the concert starts at 4 o'clock, which gives people enough time to visit the art exhibit beforehand.
Oh, great. Is the whole orchestra going to go to these wonderful fabled places in Europe?
Yes, the entire orchestra is set to go. We have 71 young musicians going with us on this tour.
71 musicians, wow. That's going to be quite a marvelous trip.
It's very exciting. We're going to the birthplace of Western classical music, so there's a lot to see.
I hope you get to
go. Oh, yes, I get to see.
Don't want to have you count it out here.
No.
How do people get into the orchestra in the first place? How do young people begin to work with the orchestra?
Well, there's an audition process. And I should tell you, I'm the director of education for the Santa Rosa Symphony, and we have 5 different levels. So people can start with absolutely no experience at all, and they go to our string orchestra workshop, which is held on Saturdays at the Santa Rosa Junior College. And then they progress from there by audition into one of our other levels of orchestra. And the group that is touring is what we call our highest level. They're the most experienced young musicians.
Well, I have seen many of your concerts, having a grandchild as part of the orchestra, and I've never been disappointed. As a matter of fact, I've always been amazed at the real professionalism of these young performers.
You know, it's a wonderful way to introduce people to classical music, because, you know, they're hearing it performed at a very high level, and it's by young people, so it's very fresh and energetic, and it's a new take on it.
And
so,
it's not a CD, it's right there.
Live music, and that group is going to be performing on March 3rd with this concerto concert, whoever wins it. There may be one or more winners, and they'll be at Weill Hall at the Green Music Center.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in, Wendy. Let's tell people that it's January 21st, 4 p.m. at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on High Street. For information, 328-5229 online. It's sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.